Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating the fair. My local fair was in town, and as you learned on Thursday's show, my local fair is kind of a big deal. I didn't know it before yesterday's show, so I can't brag too much. But, it's been a lot of fun. I went to the fair. Everybody's wondering if I actually was going to go and what I did, if I went and everything. I went two separate times, actually, so that's enough fair for me until next year. I hadn't been in a few years, so it was good to get back into it. We went Wednesday night and Thursday night, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I really, you know, I said it was enough fair for me for till the next year, but you know, while I was there though, I had a whole lot of fun. It was a really good time, and yeah, just everything about it was delightful, and I really, really enjoyed it. Wednesday night, went to, because they do free shows. I didn't mention that on Thursday's show. Monday through Friday of the week of the fair, the main week, they do a free show, and the local radio stations sponsor it. So, you know, one night you'll have rap, one night you'll have rock, one night you'll have Tejano, one night you'll have oldies, you know, and things like that. And it's really cool, and it's a lot of fun. Well, Wednesday night was the rock show, and it was our good friend Tinder. You go back and listen to episode 100, and their lead singer was there. That's where he announced their new album and stuff. How awesome we are. But no, they're great guys. And the venue, I'll be the first to say it's not a very good venue. The acoustics are pretty rough, but that didn't stop everybody from having an awesome time. Everybody was singing along and standing up and cheering and chanting, and that's not something you see very often in Lubbock. Usually people kind of sit down and go through the shows and just wait for the cover song, and that's the one that they'll sing along with. But it was good, and it was packed. There were a lot of people. These shows are free, so that helps attendance, but I've been to some. Like, we went to X Ambassadors a few years ago, and there was nobody there. Like, maybe 100 people there for X Ambassadors. And to put it, you know, compared to, there's probably 400 people, 500 people there for Hinder, and it was really neat. I had a lot of fun. After the show was over, walked out and got some of the curly taters I talked about on yesterday's show, because they are wonderful and delicious and amazing, and it's so good. I went with a couple of my good friends. We went. You pay to park, which sucks, and then we actually had passes to get in, so that was nice. But then Thursday night, I went with the whole family. Me, wife, both the kiddos, and my aunt and uncle, we all went. I had to work late, so they beat me there. I didn't want to pay for parking, so I parked just across the street and walked. And got there faster than waiting in line, paying to park, going to find a spot, and then walking all the way back up. I just parked and walked. No big deal. And but I didn't have a pass to get in this time, so I had to pay. So I guess I just didn't want to pay for two things. I'm cheap like that. But we had a lot of fun. The boys rode a lot of rides. They were ride fiends. Fun houses, bungee jumping things where you get on the cords and bounce up and down. My youngest and I went down this giant, like, 8-story slide. Probably not 8 stories. It was probably like 4 stories, slide, maybe 3. It was really tall, and it's not made for big people like me. It's a kid ride for sure. I came down it pretty hot and hard, and that was not enjoyable. And so they did all that. My wife did the big rides with the big kid. I don't do those. I'm not a ride person. Especially fair rides. As much as I talk about the fair and how much fun it is, those rides, their main purpose is to collapse, so that way when the fair is over, they collapse them down, head out, and that's it. You know, that bothers me. You know, I don't want something that's made to come apart. You know, it's apart more than it's together throughout the year, and I just don't do that. So I did a few, but it was reluctantly. I was there for the food. I love the food. So there's this barbecue place. They had, I mean, sausage on a stick. They had pork chops on a stick, all sorts of things. I got some roasted corn because corn is awesome. Elote is even better, but this was just some roasted corn. It was really good. I got some cheese on a stick. It's like, it looks like a corn dog, but then you bite into it and it's filled with cheese. And that was delicious. Like the fair, you go there and that's kind of your, you have a pass. You just go and you eat whatever. I got another round of curly taters on my way out just because that is how delicious they are. I ate them two nights in a row. I would eat them multiple times a week probably if I could. I need to just buy the little peeler thing that spins them around and then fry them. You'd probably do it a healthier way too and be even better for you. But it was a lot of fun, you know. It was my youngest, like his first time to really to go to the fair. He's 3, so he's never been before, and he had a good time. And I enjoyed that. But overall, I'm just not a fair guy. The food's fun and solid. Normally we do the animal barns, you know, go through and look at the pigs and cows and stuff. Before I got there, the boys did a petting zoo, which had like 2 sheep. We have more animals than that out here at our house. So that was a bigger variety of animals out here, I guess I should say, to clarify. So, you know, that's kind of jip. And it's expensive, super expensive. I mean, the food, like a turkey, I didn't get a turkey leg this year because they were like 10 or 12 bucks. And that's too much. Tickets, tickets are like a dollar something a pop. And it takes 3 to 6 tickets to ride anything per person. So, like that slide we went down, it cost us 3 tickets a piece. So, 6 tickets total to literally walk up and slide down one time. There's $8, you know. I guess they make their money. So, kind of like we talked about on Monday's show, you know, if you're going to do the games and stuff, just know. You know, kind of think about your money and do everything. But I said, all in all, it was fun. The boys had fun. The food was solid. I didn't get to walk through, but we weren't there very long. You know, normally I like to go through the vendor buildings and stuff and see like the art contests they do and the sewing contest and see who won those. That's always really neat and a lot of fun. But a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old are not going to let you do that. So we did our stuff, and that was it, and I enjoyed it. I'm sure we'll go back next year. Hopefully, there'll be some good shows. Really, though, it was really nice to see the Hinder guys. We went out afterwards, like you said, and sat around and talked, and that was good. Just would have been better with curly taters. Let me know, what's your favorite fair food? You know, are you a fried Oreo, fried Snickers person? They had fried Reese's that I kind of wanted to try just to see, but I didn't. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere out there. We'd love to hear from you. Just look for The Night Nerd or email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. It's great. But that's going to do it for us today. Thank you all so very much for listening, and we will see you next time. Life walked these streets in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers.